Thank you for that. We'll now move on to the next paper E, Children's Social Work Act for Care Leavers. And who is Cathy? Do you need glass of water, Cathy? Yeah, good.
So this is quite a short report, and an assurance that we are compliant with the new requirements that came with the Children and Social Work Act in relation to caregivers. The Act, which became law in April 2017, actually set out corporate parenting principles for local authorities to be the best corporate parents that they can be to children care and caregivers.
It shouldn't be too of notice too.
No.
Might be vibration.
So mainly what came out of the Act was a coalition of existing duties, and actually we were already delivering a number of these. But two new areas that came out as part of the Act was the requirement to publish a local offer for care leavers. And also to promote the educational attainment of children who've been adopted or placed in other long-term arrangements. And one other element that was in there was the requirement to offer support of a personal advisor to all care leavers up to the age of 25, but previously it had been up to the age of 21. So really the report just goes on to explain what the seven corporate parenting principles are, and those are listed under 2.1, so I won't read through any of those. But just to provide you with the assurance that we are compliant against all of those corporate parenting principles, they're embedded in the approach in terms of how we deliver our work to children and all people who are in care or care leavers. They can be evidenced through our services performance management framework and also our quality assurance processes in terms of the case auditing and practice observation that we undertake on a regular basis. And also in terms of our children's supervisory reviews, and our corporate parenting board receives regular reports in terms of our performance and the quality of the work that we deliver for care leavers, as also with children in care. And in relation to the local offer, again, I can advise the committee that we are compliant against that requirement. We developed our local offer with the support of our HIKE group, which is our Children Care Council. It's called HIKE, the acronym is Hearing Young People's Experiences. And so we asked them what they wanted to see within the local offer, and then we set up a task and finish group with other agencies and with not just children's social care, but it's about other departments within the council, recognising that actually we all contribute to the support that's required for care leavers. The publication of our local offer took place in May 2018. It's an online local offer, and I've added the link in so people can go and have a look at 2.17. We recognise that that's the start of the work, really, and actually we want that work to continually evolve and be informed by the feedback we get from young people to make sure that it's relevant. An example of some of the work that we're doing through the Corporate Parenting Board is around integrated commissioning with our housing department and supporting people, because some of the feedback we had from young people was about options for housing accommodation as they become care leavers and needing to have a very supportive pathway through to independence. And that has led on to some work with our colleagues in housing about how we can better use the resources that we collectively have to have a stepped process. So that will become part of our local offer in the future. In relation to offering support to another personal advisor for all care leavers up to the age of 25, I can advise again that we're compliant in relation to this. We have written out to all of our young people who are eligible for support, and I've just got a figure here. There was 89 young people who had turned 21 up to the age of 25 who were eligible for that support offer. And although the report says 63 have responded asking for additional requests, the up-to-date information is that it's actually 67 people who said yes, we would like to have some support from a personal advisor. As this was a new requirement, the government is required to provide new, it's called new burdens funding, so they've actually asked the authorities to deliver something in excess of what they were already delivering. We received a grant total of £10,545 to provide that additional support, and I think it's clearly not enough in terms of employing an additional worker to support those young people. We are utilising the funding to support those young people, and they particularly requested support in relation to education and also for some of them in terms of setting up home and ensuring that they've got support accommodation. And we're also using some of that resource to look at developing a volunteer mentoring programme as well. So we're making the best use of the resources. However, the report does highlight that obviously you saw our care profile, we've got a lot of young people who are 16 and 17 who are going to become care leavers, and that potentially is a bit of a pressure in terms of our service. So we're having to look internally about how we manage that in the future, and things like having a volunteer programme to support the work that we're delivering through our own personal advisors and will support the delivery of that work in the future. I'm absolutely happy to take any questions on that.
Councillor
Andre.
Just a quick question, just picking up on this volunteer mentoring. Is that being done through partner agencies, and how is it being promoted? And can we help, to echo Councillor Love, how can we help with promoting that scheme?
I think I'd say it's in very early stages. Councillor Grading and I have met with somebody who's particularly interested in this area of work, who was involved in mentoring programmes in another local authority area. And I think we've got a meeting in the next couple of weeks actually to look at how we turn our action plan around it. We already have a number of volunteers who are engaged in children's services. So through our youth offending team, we have a mentoring programme through that. And we also have a group of volunteers who support when we have children who go missing from care, who provide return interviews. So we're looking at how we can learn lessons from those programmes and expand them. But I'm really happy to involve councillors in that, because again, I think you've got to be keen about what can help us promote that programme once we get it a bit further down the line. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Councillor Howe?
My pleasure to be the president of that. E3 224. Could you tell me what the figure is there? I've got £10, so I'm sure it's not £10.
It's £10,545.
Oh,
right. Not as small as £10. But it still feels, pretty.
You need an extra naught in there.
Have you finished, John?
Yes.
Have you finished?
No, I want my left
hand. I have a question. Under your risk analysis, you're saying that how the local authority can meet the projected demands. I presume we're talking about more money, more staff. How are you going to cope with this?
I don't think it's about more money, it's about how we manage that internally. So we're going to have to look at where we allocate resources in the future. If we see the continued reduction in our numbers of children under child protection, it might be that we can relieve some resources from some of those teams to support the work that we're going to see in this area. So it's about us looking internally how we can manage that.
In which case, I'd like to make a proposal that you come back to us. It doesn't have to be at the next meeting, but certainly by, I think we have a meeting in November, the next one is March.
January.
I think it's March. Anyway, either the next one or the one after, with just to give us an update on that, because it does worry me slightly.
Could I have a second? Yeah. We always like Cathy here. Yeah.
Thank you. Right, thank you very much, Cathy. And I must say, I went on the website to have a look at what other counties do about care leavers, and we really are up there amongst them, and it is very good to see. Councillor, do you have a question?
Yes, thank you. I was just looking at the New Burdens Funds project. I haven't really seen that information anywhere. I suppose you can circulate something like this a little bit back in terms of what the outline of the project that is. £10,545 is going to go a long, long way, isn't it, really, to support the people. I'm assuming that's good money.
I think that's
the whole thing.
That's definitely the New Burdens stuff is. And a commitment from the government to, since I think it was about 2010, that whenever they make a new passing legacy legislation or a new statutory, it's a statutory guidance that they will fund that burden on the local government. Now, I've got an opinion on that, as you can imagine. and this one was calculated on, if I recall correctly, about 15% of young people over the age of 21 coming back into contact with local authority. You can hear from the numbers tonight, they refer tonight, that it's way more than that. Yeah. But we have no recourse in government on that. They've set that benchmark.
Yes. I think they need to follow that up. That's certainly not a number that's even anywhere near reality. And I don't know what our ability to preserve the world is. The recommendation should be that that we express concerns to the authorities that be, which in this case is government, that figure is not practical, it's not a useful number. In fact, I think we attempted to send it back as a because that's how bad that number is here. In terms of the numbers that we were talking about. So I think we need to register some kind of objection as part of this group to that figure of number.
I can say that through the Association of Directors of Children's Services, nationally we make the strongest representation direct to the Minister on this particular issue. None of us felt that was sufficient. And I'm happy to take that back. Through our channels to make that representation.
So I'd like to get that proposal then that we support your, let me get this right,
your representation
about the, sorry, you have to be, it's quite long, we support your representation and objection, I would say, to the figures, I don't know if it's the objection, but I am, to the calculations being applied to the numbers on the LY, and that is insufficient in order to provide the services needed. You can slightly play around with words of that.
Can I?
I would second that. Yeah.
It's not enough, that's just ridiculous.
I'm sure Jen will tidy up the wording. Yes. right, I think we've finished with that item now.